The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. You Oughta Know is brought to you by You Oughta Know, Inc. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time now for You Oughta Know, brought to you by BG Products and Services. Now, here's your host, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Oughta Know on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live programming the 6th of December, and we're looking forward to talking to you. Merry Christmas to you. Not too early to say that, I think. We've got a couple weeks of Christmas music, plus also our regular bumps, which I think you'll hopefully enjoy. Comedy routines, music, all having to do with automobiles. We try to make sure that happens all the time. Hey, it's a good morning to you, and thank you for being a part of the show. You Oughta Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trade technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle. They'll guarantee your engine and your transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. GTD, get the details auto detailing. Eric joins us every Saturday morning around 9:06, giving us information and a tip of the week of what's going on with the detailing business, giving you information on how to keep your car clean inside and out. He owns GTD Auto Detailing on Main Street in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, right across the Maryland-Pennsylvania line. Perform expert and professional auto detailing and installation of quality coating protection. Find out more on the web at gtdautodetailing.com or give them a call, 717-632-5777. GTD, get the details auto detailing, is a preferred business of You Oughta Know. Phone lines are open at 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. If you happen to be outside of Baltimore, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's go to our first caller. Good morning to Chris in Delaware. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. Wanted to get your opinion about something.
Okay.
We have 2024 Honda CR-V.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding out recently through internet research that they have a head gasket problem, head bolts and head gaskets.
We're
in a quandary of whether to.
Well, are you finding that on 2024 vehicles already? They're saying that,
or are we talking past years? Well, we're talking from 2017 up to the present. As far as the information I got, you know, they have mechanics on there.
Sure, sure.
The engine disassembled and what's wrong with it and how to fix it. And they said if you take it to a Honda dealer, they're going to fix it with the same crappy head gaskets and head bolts that are found now. So very disappointed in this information. But if this were yours, would you just hope for the best? We haven't had any problems yet. No problems. It's been fine.
How many miles do you have on yours?
Yeah, it's got 18,000 miles, so you wouldn't really expect much to do with that.
Now, I'm not in the business every day like I used to be, and I make sure people realize that because that is a difference. You know, if I see something every day or, you know, see cars every day, it makes a difference in my memory. It makes a difference in things that I see. But I have not heard about this. The 2.4 engine has always been a great engine for Honda. I've never really heard major problems with that. This could be something in a late development. When I retired in 2018, the 2017s and 18s would not have been coming to me. They still would be going to the dealer. So it could be something that has cropped up after I retired. But I have not heard anything specifically about this particular engine problem.
They're not using the 2.4 anymore. They went to a 1.5 turbo, and apparently the turbo puts that too much pressure.
Okay.
And it gets by the gasket. It's a poorly manufactured gasket, I guess, and the head bolts are stretching. And
I thought you said you had a 2.4. You have a 1.5?
Yeah, that's all they have now. That's, what's in them.
I got you. 1.5
turbo.
I got you. I'm not familiar with this problem, but I can understand that problem, to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of turbocharged cars or supercharged cars unless it is a performance automobile designed for that way. But the regular everyday drivers, I try to get people to stay away from the turbocharged and the supercharged only for the reason that you can exhibit more problems with those engines than you can a straight four-cylinder or V6 or V8. Now, in saying that, I happen to own a turbocharged car and a supercharged car, okay? But again, those are performance cars. Very limited mileage. They're not a 100,000-mile car, not the way that I'm going to be using them. So in that situation, I don't know what really to advise you on this. If it's noticeable out there that a lot of mechanics are talking about it, that is a major concern. And you only have 18,000 miles on your vehicle. The problem is that most of the vehicles that you're going to look at to replace that are going to be turbocharged or supercharged, mostly turbocharged. That's what a lot of the industry is going to. Doesn't say that I agree with that, but that's what a lot of the industry is going to. So to find a normally aspirated engine is what I would recommend.
That sounds like the RAV4, because there's not many, like you say, out there that's not going that route of small displacement with turbochargers.
Yeah, I hate to see you lose money on a vehicle, because if you sell a vehicle with 18,000 miles and only being a year old, chances are you're going to lose some money on that. But it may be advisable in this situation. I'm not a big turbocharged fan, and turbochargers can and sometimes do cause problems, no doubt.
Okay, well then, the RAV4 apparently does not have a turbocharged engine. It's a 2.5.
Right.
It's a little longer displacement, and it gets its power from that rather than a turbocharger.
Exactly. It's a standard four-cylinder engine that Toyota and also other Japanese manufacturers have made for years. Yes, it gets updated, you know, occasionally, but the 2.0, the 2.4, the 2.5, they've all been standard engines in the four-cylinder cars and Japanese vehicles for years, and very, very durable.
Okay, Dave, well, I appreciate your opinion.
Okay, sorry I wasn't familiar with the situation, but again, since I retired in 2018, I don't see these vehicles every day, but I will tell you that I have seen problems with smaller engines that are turbocharged in order to make up for the horsepower. I've seen problems with those engines over the years. This is not a shock, but it is a disappointment because, again, quality is what a lot of the Japanese manufacturers were known for, especially in four cylinders. Their four cylinder engines over decades have been bulletproof. And to find out that one of them now may not be is definitely a disappointment. But it is not a shock because turbochargers can do that.
Okay, Dave, well, I appreciate your opinion. You have a good Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Okay.
All right, taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Dave Serio. We've got some callers waiting. We're going to get to you right away. This is You Ought to Know on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is Jim Croce.
There's a red light turning behind me. There's a trooper on my tail. I can tell I won't get to New York town on time. If he decides to pull me over, and if he gets me on the scales, I'm gonna have to tell a tale or take a fine. I'm gonna wear out
turnpike. Rack up those miles. Keep this rig rolling a minute every mile. Cause she's in Oklahoma and I'm up in Maine. So Diesel, sing a song, it will bring me home again. With the snow against my windshield, I will drive on through the night. There's no stopping me once I've hit the road. Cause the turnpike's like my second home, and I know it like my hand. So Diesel, sing a song that'll bring me home. I'm gonna wear out the turnpike.
Dynamic Automotive. Dynamic Automotive has 7 locations to serve you in the Frederick vicinity. But the 2 of them that we want to talk about today are also in our vicinity. That's the Mount Airy store at 1006 Rising Ridge Road and the Sykesville store at 881 Sandusky Road. All 7 Dynamic locations offer BG products and services, as well as Jasper engines and transmissions, an expert import and domestic auto repair. So if you're in the Mount Airy or Sykesville location for either work or where you live, you need to have these 2 locations information available to you so that you can use them when you need them. Mount Airy at 301-603-3422, and the Dynamic Sykesville location at 443-516-9516. Find out more on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. Dynamic Automotive, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Charing Cross Car Care Center has been serving the Catonsville area since 1984. Expert import and domestic auto repair, BG products installed, and the installation of Jasper engines and transmissions, brakes, exhaust, check engine diagnostics, and more. 5204 Baltimore National Pike, 1 mile inside the Beltway at exit 15, Route 40. Give them a call, 410-788-6111. Charing Cross Car Care Center is a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
The results on ethanol are in, and 10 of the top car makers say they won't warranty ethanol damage in vehicles using E15 and E85 if they weren't designed to use it. Ethanol absorbs up to 50% more moisture than gasoline, and moisture can cause corrosion on all metal surfaces in your fuel system. You can run corrosion-free with BG's Ethanol Fuel System Defender Service. Find a shop in your neighborhood at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Ethanol may be here to stay, but you can run corrosion-free with BG.
BG. Previously on Casey and Company.
The key here is we've got to try. We can't throw our hands up there and say, oh, well, it's the deep state. They're always going to win. You've got to keep trying it. I think people like about President Trump the most. Here's a guy that was nearly assassinated. They took a bullet to the head. And what'd he do? The first thing he did was get up and went fight, fight, fight. He continues to fight.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Where are we? I thought you were driving me home.
Oh, I am. I just took a little detour to give you a taste of what I do for a living. See that stop sign?
Yeah.
As a Sonoma County civil engineer, I processed the paperwork that made that stop sign a reality.
Very impressive.
Yeah. City Council was pushing for a light, but I didn't think the traffic flow justified the expense to the taxpayers.
Well, as someone who recently started paying taxes, I thank you. How about that yield sign? What a beauty. Is that you?
No, there's another guy in my office. Brett. Such a jerk.
Well, you know what? I think the stop sign's much nicer.
Right? Thank you. Hey, maybe next time we can drive to Petaluma. I'll show you a traffic circle there that will blow your mind.
I'd like that.
There's a great first date conversation, huh? Remember the show, Mom? I liked it. I thought it was a very funny show, at least in the very beginning when they had her in there. So anyway, it's all good, and I'm glad you guys got a chance to listen to it. All right, let's talk to some folks here. We're going to go to Rich. He's in Cape May, New Jersey. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ron. It's easier to say Cape May, New Jersey than Cape May Courthouse.
Gotcha.
I can't afford Cape May.
I hear you.
All right. I got nothing's broke. Just a question about maintenance.
Okay.
I'll tell you my two cars. I got a 99 Ford Ranger, 3-liter six with 220,000 miles on it.
All right.
And with that car, I've been transmission fluid.
Mm-hmm.
That change it according to miles or years? Because when I was driving a lot of miles, it was 10,000 miles a year, transmission fluid was being changed every 3 years.
It's mostly miles, which means that if you're doing it every 3 years, you're probably doing about the right time. I recommend any time between 30 and 50,000 miles of doing a transmission service, every 30,000 or 50,000.
Yeah, right now I'm only driving a Ranger about 5,000 miles a year, so there'll be like 6 years between oil changes for the transmission.
That would be fine. As long as you do it around 30,000 miles, you're okay.
Yeah, I do. I bring it to the local. You're not crazy about dealers, but the dealer does the BG transmission fluid change.
Well, I don't have any problem with dealers if you're doing BG services, okay, because they're usually regulated fairly close in price. Now, if they're not regulated, they're really hurting your feelings as far as price, then I'd recommend an independent shop. But yeah. A BG dealer is a BG dealer. That's a good thing.
Yeah, right, yeah. So he's running fine. Trucks are running great, so I hope to put some more miles on it.
You know, okay.
26 years old. And the other one, I heard you talking about turbos on the. I just got a 24 Lincoln Nautilus. A beautiful car. It runs real nice, but it's got a little four-cylinder turbo in it.
Yes.
What's the best way to keep that thing running?
Well, full synthetic oil every 5,000 miles is a good way to start.
Normally I
recommend 7,500, but on turbocharged cars, there's very, very small passages that your oil goes through. And I recommend full synthetic oil every 5,000 miles on turbocharged cars.
I have been doing that. It's got 12,000 miles on it. So I do also to the Ranger, I've been doing synthetic oil on every 5,000 miles also.
Good. Good. Nothing wrong with that.
So anyway, all right. Thanks for taking my call. All right, you answered my question. So I'm just concerned about the trans fluid because right now, even on the, the 24 Lincoln, I guess it's going to be every 30,000 miles then, too.
If it does not have a CVT transmission, then yes, you want to do it every 30,000 miles.
Yeah, it's got the
8-speed
transmission right here.
Yep. Every 30,000 miles, get your first service done at 30,000 miles. That way you'll get your warranty. Okay, for a lifetime warranty on the transmission, as long as you do the services every 30,000 miles thereafter, you'll have a warranty to deal with. That'd be great.
I mean, the Lincoln's a beautiful car. I don't know if you ever seen the inside of the dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. They've done a really nice job with it. They look nice.
And, you know, my only disappointment is I looked it up and it's made in China.
The car is made in China?
Yeah.
That's a lot of that going on, but a lot of that is changing right now. So we're seeing some positive changes towards bringing manufacturing back here. So that's a good thing.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
That's all I got for this week. All right, Ron, thanks for taking my call, and have a good weekend.
You too, Rich. Thank you, sir. Dan is in Baltimore. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you, sir?
Yeah. I have a 2008 Honda Accord.
Okay.
I noticed a few bubbles in the power steering reservoir, so I replaced the two O-rings on the both lower and upper pressure hose of the power steering pump.
Okay.
I still have bubbles, very little. Everything, there's no leak, no noise, no nothing. All connections are tight, but there's bubbles driving me crazy. So... the reservoir, excuse me, is topped off. There's no leak, and I kept an eye on it. So
you're using the special Honda power steering fluid?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
From the
good,
so,
very good.
Yeah. So I have a couple of questions. Will the bubbles disappear or go away without doing anything? Number one.
Well, it depends. If it's just a small amount, I would say no, not to really worry about it at this time. If it turns out to be a fairly large amount of bubbles, and I don't know how you're going to determine small or large amount, but if it really is a lot, you may have a reservoir problem, okay? The problem may be actually in the reservoir. So,
reservoir? You think this the filter is clogged, maybe?
Well, there's not a real filter there as far as such that I know of, but there is the reservoir, and I think that could possibly have an air intake somewhere in the reservoir. Now, it could also be a power steering pump. Power steering pumps can cause this too, but that's a little more of a rarity.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be overly concerned yet unless it's excessive, okay? If it's not excessive, I wouldn't be worried about it.
It's not excessive. I mean, there's no fog, like, or overflowing. It's running normal, and I, like I said, kept an eye on it. I mean, I just put a couple of tablespoons of fluid in there. That's all I did. And no leak, no nothing. So second question is, I asked about the clogged reservoir. With flushing the system, if I take the old fluid and put a new one, would that help, you think, or stop the bubbles?
I'm not really sure. The only way that I think they would help is if somehow the fluid got contaminated with other power steering fluid or just contaminated somehow. So that would be the only reason that I would think that actually changing the fluid would help. If the fluid is in good condition, meaning the color, you just added fluid. And if the fluid that you added looks exactly like the fluid that was already in there, then I don't think changing the fluid is going to help you.
I couldn't tell, but it's the original. I mean, it's a 17-year-old car.
Well,
the original, then was nobody messing with it, like adding any unwanted fluid there, or somebody was messing with it.
Right.
So I just noticed that because initially when I look at the reservoir, it was a little bit dancing. So I added some fluid. The dancing stopped, but bubble continues. So
I'm going to recommend to you then is I am going to recommend to you a BG power steering fluid service. Okay, and the reason for that is we're not sure about the color of the fluid and the condition of the fluid. And since it was low, that can cause fluid to deteriorate just a little bit. So I would recommend a BG power steering fluid exchange. It's not that expensive, and they can do it right at any of the BG dealers. They have the equipment to do that, and I think that may help.
Okay, last question. If I kept driving doing nothing, would the bubble hurt the anything? I mean, such as the power steering pump. Would that be hurt?
Well,
just keep an eye on it.
If it gets excessive power, the bubbles are air. You don't want air in your power steering pump. You want fluid.
Right.
Okay, so that could be a problem if it gets excessive, but that would have to be excessive.
Oh, okay, so that's the key. If it gets more, that I should be concerned at this time.
Look, sir.
I showed it to a mechanic. He said, don't worry about it. Keep driving. Keep an eye on the fluid.
He may be right. As I said, it may not be excessive. It may be just a small amount of bubbles, and that's probably fairly normal. So I'm not expecting any problem, but I think I would recommend, because of the age of the vehicle and that you are getting this situation, you were a little low on fluid, I would recommend a BG power steering fluid exchange.
That makes sense.
Okay. All new fluid, putting the right fluid in.
Okay, so one small question.
If I sucked
all the fluid from the reservoir and put new fluid, keep driving for a week or two, and then suck it again and put the new fluid in,
that's not really a power steering service. Okay, you've got a lot of power steering fluid that's going through your rack and pinion and other areas of your power steering system that you're not going to get out with just taking it out of the reservoir.
Oh, okay.
So you need they actually have a machine at the BG dealer that hooks up to your power steering that does that.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Dan. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Taking a break, back in just a couple. I'm Dave Sirio. It's You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 8 to 10, right here on CBM.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle you hear, silver bells.
When your car breaks down, make the call. Mickey's Car ER. When your check engine light comes on, make the call. Mickey's Car ER. Expert import and domestic auto repair, including Mercedes, BMW, Audi, and VW. BG services performed at all brands of tires sold. Mickey's Car ER. Two locations to serve you. 818 York Road, just south of the Beltway in Towson, and Old Padonia Road and York Road in Cockeysville. 443-652-3678. Mickey's Car ER, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Looking for a great repair facility in downtown Baltimore? ABC Radiator and Air Conditioning is the answer. Both import and domestic vehicle service, as well as large trucks. Whether it's the cooling system that keeps your engine cool, or the cooling system that keeps you cool too, ABC Radiator and Air Conditioning is ready to repair. 401 South Central Avenue in downtown Baltimore. 410-675-9555. ABC Radiator and Air Conditioning is a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ASC certified techs, AAA approval, expert import domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motor home repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions. Wassler is a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Will you win in your retirement? Your retirement years are way too valuable to just hope you plan for them properly. Join me, Brian Akers, founder of Akers Financial Group, and host the Winning in Retirement radio show each Saturday at 10 a.m. Learn from our team of advisors each week as we coach you on today's financial topics to better your tomorrow so that you can be winning in retirement. Don't miss Winning in Retirement Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Member FINRA SIPC.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Jessica Biel and Megan Fox wearing nothing but their socks is all I really want for Christmas this year.
Well, that's just not practical.
I would like a pair of skates, then I'd go out skating, but I really don't know how to skate.
I want a Lexus all in pink and a dad who doesn't drink.
Oh, and that reminds me, 12 kegs of beer.
All these happy wishes and lots of Christmas cheer is all I really want this year.
Merry Christmas from Family Guy. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on CBM. It's called You Ought to Know. Back to the phones we go. Dale is in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
We missed you last Saturday.
Well, I know. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. But I was working. I was hustling. I was in Ormond Beach at a car show DJing, so I apologize that I couldn't do both at the same time. I apologize.
Yeah, it messes my Saturday morning routine up.
we try to throw an interesting show on. We try.
There you go. There you go. Dave, I have a 2017 Kia Sorento.
Okay.
About 65,000 miles on it. I guess the warranty will, the 10-year warranty will expire. And we bought it in March of 17. So that would go through.
Did you buy it new?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So it would go through March of 2027, correct?
Or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
Yeah, it's not going to. We put about 8,000 miles a year on it.
Right. Now, that's a powertrain warranty, the engine and transmission only. Yes.
Right. Now, mm-hmm. In fact, I talked with you a couple of weeks ago about replacing it with, similar-sized vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
One of my stepsons suggested that we keep it because it has been running well. The only mechanical issue we've ever had with it was a windshield washer pump went out.
Okay.
But it's been very good since up till now.
Well, I mean, you have a warranty for the powertrain, and that's very good. Okay, and that's your two serious expenses if something goes wrong. And right. Those are the two problems that I'm concerned about on your car, is right. The engine and transmission. So you are in good shape there. The only problem is now, okay, you probably can get a much better value for the car because of the mileage. If you try to sell it at 99,000 miles or 90,000 miles, you're going to get less value for it. So there's a couple, you know, go either way on that. But the vehicle is warranted for its engine and its transmission, as you said, until 10 years or 100,000 miles, and that's a good thing.
Well, he suggested that we hang on to the car, mm-hmm. and possibly explore the option of getting an extended warranty. Well, that immediately brought to mind your description of your Monday mornings when you would hibernate in your office and have wonderful conversations with the warranty people.
Exactly. And it is true. I mean, they're very difficult to deal with in some cases. I've found very few warranty companies over the years that I would look forward to calling. Okay? They are just really tough, and you've got to fight for the customer. And many customers do have no idea of what sometimes a shop has to do in order to try to get something covered. So it really is tough. But I'm not a big extended warranty fan, only for the reason that a lot of times the commercials are very, very vague about what's covered and what's not covered.
Oh, yes.
And you find out after you bought the policy that what you were hoping was covered is not. And you it's tough. It really is. So not a big fan, even though I like the idea of having a powertrain protection. I like that. Okay. Engine and transmission covered. But if you're getting an extended warranty to get pretty much everything covered and you think it's bumper to bumper, you will be sadly awoken to that possibility that it is not bumper to bumper.
Do the dealers offer extended warranties?
Sure. They'd love to. You wouldn't believe the percentage of profit that is in extended warranties. They want to sell you an extended warranty. Sometimes it's the actual manufacturer's extended warranty. Sometimes it's an aftermarket. So you have to be careful of that also. The dealer does not sell, most dealers do not sell exclusively manufacturer's extended warranties, meaning that if you go to a Toyota dealer, they're exclusively going to sell you a Toyota extended warranty. A lot of times they'll sell you an aftermarket company also.
Okay.
You got to be aware of that.
Boy, sounds complicated, Dave.
Yes, it is. It's not a full blanket information, okay? It varies between companies. Certain companies are very, very good. Certain companies are very, very bad. And it's tough to tell them apart. But it really has a lot to do with the way the policies are worded. And the ones that tell you what they don't cover are usually better than the ones that tell you what they do cover.
Okay.
Because when they tell you what they don't cover, it's usually a shorter list.
I see. Okay.
Just one hint. That's all I can give you.
Okay. So, but you would shy away from the extended warranty, and if we were to trade it in, should we trade it in or sell it and get a new one sooner than later?
Well, as I mentioned to you about the value. Okay,
yeah.
Your value is not going up.
No.
So you just have to make the decision on that. If it's not a big deal to you, okay, that you get another year or two service out of it, all right, and you're good, that's fine. But the value of your car is not going up.
Okay. All right. All right, well, Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate the information.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you, Dale.
I'll be safe.
Robert in Hampstead. Good morning, Mr. Robert.
Morning, Mr. Dave.
How are you, sir?
Love and life. How are you?
Great. Yes, sir. Same thing.
Hey, on a quick note, did you see the news that the United States market may be in store for the Toyota Hilux pickup truck for well under $20,000?
That would be wonderful. I have never understood why the Hilux has not been available here in the United States for years. I always liked that little truck, and I like to see it come here. So if they can bring a smaller truck and keep it in that price range, oh my goodness gracious, they wouldn't have them in stock.
Yeah, they said it looks like if it happens, starting price is around $13,000, far cry from $50,000 plus. But anyway.
I find that hard to believe. We'll see what happens. But the problem is it's all the safety features that it has to have. I don't think they can do that for 13. In 2026, if I'm not mistaken, I believe all of your safety guards have to go into effect where your vehicle has to have automatic braking, automatic this, automatic that. And I don't think they can include that for a $13,000 price range. So we'll see.
I'd be happy with a 5-mile-per-hour bumper.
I understand that.
Hey, I'm calling about, I have a 13 Lexus IS 250C convertible.
Nice. Very nice vehicle.
Yeah, it's a very nice car, except unnecessarily complicated. For example, when I make a right-hand turn, the headlamps turn right.
Uh-huh.
I went 30, 40 years without that. But anyway, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. If I am able to keep the circumference of the tires, let's say within 1%, I'd like, it has 40 series tires on it, which I don't need nor want. I'd rather have a higher sidewall, more like a 50 series. Any thoughts
I really don't recommend it. I really don't. Every bit of your suspension system is set up for the original size tires. Every bit of your anti-lock brake system is set up for those tires. Every bit of your traction control system is set up for those tires. Even your speedometer is set up for those tires. So if you go, and that is fairly drastic. I don't think you understand how drastic a 40 to 50 series is. But if you go to a different size tire, there's a very good chance that you're going to have problems with the systems I just mentioned.
Yeah, I thought if I kept the circumference within 1%. But seriously, the issue with these 40 series, the sidewall is like 2 inches from the road. There's like 2 inches of side. You understand the height.
Yep.
The height of the tire. And that's not enough for my, I'd rather have more cushioning. I don't need to go around corners at 60 miles an hour, et cetera. Well, so, no, I understand. Thanks. So
all I'm saying is that the way the vehicle is designed, the change that you're thinking about making is maybe going to cause you more problems than what it's worth.
Okay, well, that's...
I don't think you're going to notice that big a difference in the tires, to be quite honest with you. Okay, I really don't think... I think if I could get you into two cars, one with the 50 series and one with the 40 series, okay, and not tell you which one you were in, you probably could not tell.
I can sure tell the difference between my Honda Accord.
Well, of course, we're talking... That's apples, oranges, okay? I'm talking about two specific different size tires on the same car, okay? I'm telling you, you probably could not tell the difference. Probably could not.
Okay, thanks, sir.
You'd have to be very sensitive. And maybe you are, okay? But most cases, you're not going to notice it. However, you would maybe notice it because your ABS light may be on, your traction control light may be on, things like that.
I was looking for a little more cushion.
I understand.
When I drive, okay?
I understand.
But the
IS250 is designed a certain way, and I would recommend keeping it that way.
Yeah, and by the way, and I was thinking cheaper. 50 series are probably cheaper than 40 series tires.
The money you may be spending in trying to diagnose the problem with your other systems.
I'll go on John Lennon and just let it be. Thanks,
okay,
sir.
Sounds good, buddy. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a break. You know, when you talk to somebody and you realize that no matter what you say, I think we can say that. All righty. Let's take a real quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on CBM.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Spring, little Cobra, getting ready to strike.
Tim's Automotive and Towing. Tim has two automotive repair shops in Parkville, Old Hartford Road and East Joppa Road. Find out more on the web at timsautomotive.com or give them a call, 410-665-9098. Tim also has a towing agency in Baltimore County, one of the larger towing agencies, and it serves the surrounding counties. They've got a 24/7 toll-free number of 866-645, the number 4 and the word tow. And on the web, timstowing.com. Tim's Automotive and Towing. By the way, their automotive shops are now a BG shop too. BG services performed at Tim's Automotive, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Can you imagine selling your car next week and saying to the buyer, hey, don't worry, because the engine is covered against failure for life. It's called the Lifetime Protection Plan for the Engine from BG Products. Now imagine having this huge benefit free with your next oil service when you remember these two letters, BG.
BG.
BG MOA is available at over 17,000 shops nationwide. Find yours at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
Scott, Nick, and Tom are the owners of SNT Automotive. Tom is a Bachelor of Science in Automotive Engineering. Nick is a Ford Asset graduate. And Scott has been a lead technician for a local Ford dealer for over 18 years. SNT Automotive performs BG services and installs Jasper engines and transmissions. Quality import and domestic auto repair. SNT Automotive, 521 South Camp Mead Road, Linthicum. SNT Automotive is a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Jim Jennings Transmission can take the scary out of transmission repair. Jim Jennings is the only AAA-approved transmission center in Maryland. Quality repair and services for over 60 years. When a transmission problem occurs, getting the right diagnosis can save you hundreds. So count on the experts to take the scary out of transmission repairs. Jim Jennings Transmissions is a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
In a world of tapes and replays, Red Eye Radio is live.
I can't tell you what this president is going to do next. It's just mind-boggling.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night.
If there were 100 bad options, that was 99 on the list.
Exactly.
Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree.
The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum!
Oh, facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh, my God, look at the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh. These people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and no fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights!
And finding a Christmas tree.
Ah, the Christmas classic, Bob Rivers, 12 Pains of Christmas. I love that song. I tell you, did a great job with that. Bob used to be a DJ here in the Baltimore area during his career, so all good. Bob Rivers, good job, sir, good job. All right. Let's bring them on. Let's do it. We're going to give you a lot of time today, Mr. Eddie. A lot of time, okay? So I don't want to hear any whining or complaining from your two listeners either, okay? Hello there. Happy holidays to you, Mr. Eddie.
Well, thank you. Good to be here. The first
First Saturday of the month, isn't it?
That's correct. First Saturday in Christmas season. You got it.
Okay, well, Dave.
Yeah. What's the problem?
I had a rough morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's going on?
Well, I woke up.
Uh-huh.
Went to get some coffee. The coffee broke.
Oh, jeez.
Then I went to brush my teeth.
Uh-huh.
Toothbrush broke.
Oh, my goodness.
Then I went to comb my hair.
Uh-huh.
The comb broke.
Oh, my
To tell you the truth, I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. That would be something that would be very dangerous, absolutely. You're a silly man. You know that.
Well, there are plenty of things. You hear what I'm saying?
Plenty
of things going on this weekend.
Yes. I did see, by the way, on Facebook, the 34th Street. Oh, man. They did it. They did it right this year, too. It looks great.
Yeah, they have opened. Also going on this weekend, we have at the Tony Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
For you people who love cars, it's the East Coast Indoor Nationals Car, Truck, and Bike Show.
It really is a nice show. I was involved in it many, many years ago, but it is a really nice show. You're going to see a lot of things that you don't see, some very custom cars. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. Big, big show. The Army
mm-hmm.
Field Band
mm-hmm.
performing at the Lyric today and also tomorrow.
Okay.
Over there at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the Holiday Light Spectacular. Great show to walk through outside. It's a lot of lights, a lot of fun for the kids. Also at the fairgrounds, the Greenberg's Great Train and Toy Show. That's going on at the same time.
Okay.
A coin and currency show at the Embassy Suites. That's in Hunt Valley.
That makes sense.
Okay. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's at the Hippodrome.
Oh, that should be barred. Banned. No way. That Grinch. He's got a terrible attitude.
Stole it again.
Yep.
The Hanukkah House in Pikesville is now open.
Nice. Very nice.
Today in Fells Point, it's the Old Time Christmas in Fells Point. That's also a fun event.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with that. Do you know any more about that?
Well, they have old cider and people dressed up in a uniform costume.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's nice. Bringing back the old Christmas spirit. Love it.
Yes. Elf is at Toby's Dinner Theater. That's in Columbia.
Okay.
Let's see, the Bel Air Christmas Parade and Christmas lighting, that's going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Up in your old neighborhood.
Yeah, my old stomping grounds where my shop used to be. Yeah. In fact, it may be right in that area. We were right on the corner of Baltimore Pike and Bond, and that's the big area.
Yes, through December 31st, the Festival of Trains at the B&O Railroad Museum.
Always interesting. Sounds good.
Through December 30th, a train garden at the Fire Museum. That's in Lutherville.
Okay.
As you mentioned, the lights are now lit on 34th Street.
Yeah, and they look good. I enjoyed the video they showed of that.
Very nice. Through January 1st, Santa Claus is coming. That's at the center stage. It's a play.
Well, how can Santa Claus be coming through January 1st? I mean, December 25th, he's done.
I think there's more than one of them, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you tell us the truth. I appreciate that.
Through December 28th, the Holly mm-hmm. Jolly Trolley Tour.
You have to go to a broadcasting school in order to do that one, huh? Yeah, the Holly right. Jolly, yeah, trolley, yeah, yeah.
The Inner Harbor Ice Rink is now open.
Good, good.
Tonight and tomorrow afternoon, the BSO plays along with the film Elf. In other words, they're going to show the film and play live in the concert hall.
That's nice. That's a neat little touch. I like that.
See, now, in other news,
mm-hmm.
Good news for the Naval Academy football team. They made the top 25 this week, the first time since 2019.
Very good. Very good. Let's hope they do well on the whatever the bowl games.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend, Army-Navy.
All right. We're ready. Where's that going to be held? Do you know?
Yes, at M&T Bank Stadium.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was Baltimore getting it this year or not. Great. Fantastic. Yeah. Army-Navy right here in Baltimore. Fantastic.
Yeah. Big event here. Very.
Yes, sir. You betcha.
I'll tell you more about that next week. Brandon,
okay.
You know, he's now with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
As is Cedric Mullins. He's now signed up with the Rays.
That's a shame. Well, I don't think we should have lost him, but that's another story. Yep.
Mancelino, our old coach, he has landed with the Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame, too. I think he would have been he was a good guy.
D'Alessio's in Little Italy is up for sale, $1.95 million. They were there since the late 80s.
What's the name of the restaurant?
D'Alessio's.
Oh, yeah. Very much. That's a well-known name there in Little Italy. And you say $1.95 million?
Yes.
I'll check my cash.
Yeah, well, let's go in it together.
Yeah.
We
hey, we barely make it through these 10 minutes. Come on, man.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Eddie. I love you, Eddie.
Did you know who Stephen Cropper was?
Yes, he was the guitar player in Blues Brothers and also Saturday Night Live and a lot of other bands.
Yeah, he died this past week, as you know.
I heard. Yes, it was very shame. He was up there, but he was very, very talented. Unbelievable talent.
84 years old.
Yeah, he was very talented.
14% of the U.S. adults say they have bet on professional sports or on college sports. 14%.
Wow. Okay. I'm not part of that.
No, I know you're not. Now, what you people have to be careful of, you know, they get packages delivered to their home, they're left on the porch, and they're stolen.
Yeah. It is a terrible thing in certain areas, absolutely.
Well, Baltimore went from number 67 to number 5 in the number of porch thefts, and that includes the counties around Baltimore.
Yep. You need cameras. You need all kind of stuff to help you out there, no doubt.
Some people are now sending their packages to their work.
That's not a bad idea. Yep. Yeah. Not a bad idea at all.
The Maryland Zoo has lowered its admission through February. General admission is now $24.
Okay.
I still think that's high, but then again, there are lots of animals to feed there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been years since I've been to the zoo. Of course, I haven't lived there for the last 8 years, but it's been years. But the times that I went, very enjoyable and a lot to see.
Good zoo, yes. Now, be aware.
Uh-huh.
The Highway Safety Administration says the 2 weeks before Christmas had more crashes than any other week. Last year, 5,000.
Well, a lot of people on the road, and a lot of people that are on the road that maybe not are normally on the road. So that's probably one of the main reasons. And if you're in the left lane and you're doing the speed limit or less in the left lane, and everybody's passing you on the right, get your butt out of the left lane. Thank you very much. This commercial message has been brought to you by Dave Cirio.
Okay, many professionals.
We're almost out of time.
We're out of time?
We're almost out of time.
Okay, I'll conclude with this. A new book about former Oriole Dave McNally is now available. It's called Dave McNally, the Mountanian Who Revolutionized Baseball.
Yeah, very good. He was a great player for the Orioles and a good guy from what I heard. Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
You're done? You're finished? Yeah. You're out?
I think
all those things. Well, thank you, Eddie. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for keeping us informed of what's going on in the holidays in Baltimore, and we do appreciate you. So you have yourself a great holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Thank you, Eddie. See you, buddy. Eddie Appelfeld, ladies and gentlemen, we thank him for being with us. Well, the first hour of You Ought to Know, kaput. But we've got a second hour on schedule, so we're looking forward to being here. So hang in through the commercial break, and we'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 8 to 10, right here on CBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.